The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, we thank you this evening. We just ask you for bread. Give us this day our daily bread. The bread prepared to deliver our soul from the disease, the sickness that has infested the soul for ages, against the intention of God for marriage. Give it to us tonight. Give us that bread tonight. And help us to eat all of it in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to speak as I ought. Have mercy on me. Help me to be a faithful servant. Help me to be a faithful witness. Help me to be a channel of blessing to every one of us. Lord, come and help me. Grant grace and mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, when we say singles meeting, you know, it's a training in the house that will no longer only see unmarried. Even the married still have a measure of death in them that is still pertaining to this matter called marriage. In fact, recently, I began to appreciate the cross more, seeing the work that sin has done to the soul of man. Sin did not leave out the estate of marriage. In fact, I believe he waited for God to bring out that part of man. Because actually, man can come into full expression of himself if that part is not put to play. Let's see Genesis this evening. Let's see where the matter all began. Hallelujah. I want to apologize to those of us standing. This meeting has our cup is running to overflowing. Hallelujah. Just bear with us. We are making preparations for you. Let's see Genesis chapter 2. There was a discussion going on there. Hallelujah. Okay, let's take the reading from verse 20. It said, and Adam gave names. Or let's take the reading from verse 18 so that we can have a complete thought. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. Hallelujah. Sorry, let's just take me back to verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I would make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meat for him. You know, I used to think before that it was after Adam named the animals that God said, there is no partner for Adam. This arrangement of marriage or for the help meet for Adam is not an afterthought in the heart of God. When man, Adam, expressed himself to a particular level, God said, there is much more that is locked up in this man. That help is not that he could not do what God asked him to do. Is that he needed to express himself more. God needed to express himself more and made man. Abi? But this man that God has made is still being limited. We are taught, Reverend taught us some time ago, said the naming that Adam gave to those animals is not that he called them chicken, goats. Is that he gave them expression of nature. You are a goat, bleat. This is the extent to which your nature can get to. This is how your nature should be. And the Bible records that they lived according to the instruction or the command that Adam gave to them. But for Adam, he was not yet expressing himself to his fullest. So God actually had to do something to help him to express himself more. So the mind says that a man cannot wash his clothes, cannot cook his food, or he's not doing it well enough. Say, when I marry, when you marry, don't worry. All these things you are doing now, you have someone that will help you with it. That is not what the woman is for. Or that is not the intention of marriage. Brothers, if you are not responsible now, marriage does not add responsibility. If you are an irresponsible single man and you marry like that, you will remain an irresponsible married man. Hallelujah. Because actually, the intention of God is that your expression should come into fullness. Say two are better than one. Abi? But Satan hates man to even express at all. Now that God is even bringing man to a higher pedestal, then he went against man. Before this man come into fullness of expression, let me cut the journey short. And then introduced sin. Hallelujah. Amen. The challenge we are facing today. So, you know, somebody said, if Adam did not disobey, how would the world be? Don't even worry about how the world will be. Eh? You can't imagine it. You can't think it. But the estate of marriage, we are looking at, the Lord is going to help us look at what it is in his mind originally, so that we can all run. And whether we are married or whether we are single, to make sure that our marriage is tailored after that hope of how marriage will be in the heart of God. You know, he's the one that instituted marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. So marriage is not just for to come and help your husband in his ministry. No, that's another devil in this day. Eh? That is why Papa will always be looking for Mama to marry her. Eh? Every papa that is unmarried wants to marry the mama. It is not somebody that will help you to be washing your clothes because you cannot wash. And that is why most of us females, because we think we are just to help, we have decided to take the back seat. So let him be doing it. When he's tired, I will not help him. You know, we heard that in Be Fruitful and Multiply. If you did not, if you are not part of that meeting, that's an eternal word. Please go and get that message. Mommy Ellen finished that idea, that chicken brain in woman. You know, woman has chicken brain. I'm a woman. I'm not insulting you. I'm only telling us what sin has done against us. It's sin that reduces us to cook, take care of the house, take care of my husband, take care of my children. And then I'm useless. Pray, I cannot pray because I took care of the children. Be active in church. No, I'm in, daddy calls it child rearing. The day I heard that word, I hated it more. I'm not a chicken. Hallelujah. Marriage should actually make man to come into the fullness of expression of what God has in his mind for man. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see chapter 1 verse 26. The reason why God made man, marriage is supposed to help it to come to full expression. Both for the male and the female man. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion. Can you see that? This them here, it was explained in chapter 6. There is the female man and the male man, not population of people on the earth. Give me chapter 6. That should be verse 1. Chapter 5. Chapter 5. Both male man and female man are supposed to do this. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created him. Can we read together? In the likeness of God made he him. Verse 2. Male and female created he them. And blessed. And did what? So their name is called what? So when he was talking in chapter 1, let them have dominion. Both male and female are to have dominion. Or both male and female must wear image and likeness of Elohim. It's not only for the male man. So if this thought wires our mind, if this thought is what we live by, then we'll be able to arrange the marriage estate in the way that it will make this the resultant effect of it. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Jesus was having a discussion with his disciples. That should be in Matthew chapter 19. Thereabouts, when they were asking, divorce, should a man divorce his wife? Somebody married, and Jesus said, from the beginning, it was not so. Please look for that scripture and give it to me. That should be in Matthew chapter 19. From the beginning, it was not so. Something happened that made Moses say, you can now divorce your wife. Give me chapter, verse 2 or 3. Give me verse 3. You have to help me to hurry up. Verse 3. And the Pharisees came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Yes. And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning, that same them, male and female, he which made them, made them male and female. Can you see Christ reiterating it? When he made us male and female. Yes, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twin shall become one flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Leaving father and mother, cleaving to his wife, the actual hope of marriage is that male and female will become one flesh. But you know what Satan did to man? He made man's heart, even if they marry, they will never become one flesh. He started reducing the grade of man. From living soul became flesh. From flesh became grass. And by the prophets, God told Ezekiel, he said that I will change their stony heart. That should be in Ezekiel chapter 36. Give me Ezekiel chapter 36. I will turn their stony hearts to heart of flesh. Which means presently, I don't know the grade of heart we have now. If in those days our heart is, you know when you hear some Nigerian music that they sang like 30 years ago. Eh? Like that was saying, say which way Nigeria? As if they don't know, they are confused. So what is our state now? Flagabasted. What is the estate of man's heart now? You know, the enemy planted a seed, and if he just go to sleep, eh? Even if they marry, that one flesh is not sexual intercourse. One flesh is one mind. One mind. And that mind cannot be called mind or heart or flesh if the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has not worked on it. Only the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus can convert a soul. Eh? Psalm, you see 19 now. That says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So when male and female wants to go back to that estate, must be subjected to the law of the Lord, which is perfect, that converts the soul. The nature of that law is that it can convert the soul. When a soul obeys that law, that soul will get converted. But if one marries without being subjected to that law, or if in marriage the male and female are not being subjected to the law, they will not result to one flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Because one flesh, or the heart of flesh, say, I will write my law on the fleshly tables of the heart. There is a kind of heart that God cannot use. It is useless to God. If you think, you know, many of us are in church. It's like we are stuck to church because we want to have good marriage. When you look outside, hey, see the way that man is beating his wife. Ha! No, Nije. I'm not marry a man that will beat me. I beg, let me stay in church, I beg. It's church that you have brothers, at least they have fear of God. You will be surprised that sin will make it, will beat you before we go and preach. If the law of the spirit of life is not at work. I know a man in those days, after slapping his wife, he will dobale flat and be begging her. Start begging her, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. It is sin that came over him. Sin that is at work, that has made man drunk to a particular point, that he does not even know what he's doing anymore. The beauty of marriage is one flesh. That one flesh is not sexual intercourse. It is a mind in which the law, that law in Psalm chapter 19 says that carries the law. A heart that in that heart the law is just there. You know what they do to such hearts? God comes to dwell in such hearts. When God wanted to dwell in the midst of man, or even give a representation of his dwelling, he said, make an ark for me and put some things there that will bring me. God wants to be exalted. Even in man, in you and I. He wants to be exalted in your marriage. He wants to use your marriage as said, the heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. I should explain that earth to you. Is man, you and I, is the footstool that God is talking about. So that he can, that reign that he's having, he said, that his will be done on earth as it is done, just the way it is done in heaven. The way the angels hearken unto the voice of his word. That we have men that just live and move and have their being in doing his will. You know, if you have these thoughts, and the Lord is delaying childbearing, you will not be afraid or angry. But if you don't know that the estate of marriage is not actually meant for procreation, first of all, you'll be discouraged though. That the lady in your room that was having 2-3 boyfriends at the same time got married and immediately she has a child. Oh, girl. She even aborted like 3-4 times. Mean that did not do anything. And you knew about it. That's even the most painful one. And then maybe she's even around you after both of you have married now. They now compare your marriage with her own. Oh, God. Huh? Nothing to show for it. You don't have good job like your husband does not have a good job like her own. Now they have good children, sending them to good schools. That is why in some years time, if the law that says that man must wear God is not being shown to us, we will get tired. The beauty of marriage, that oneness, eh? You know, that oneness is what we are looking for. That's why we saw Anko. We like more. No, because in marriage, he said, sweet as Kilama wo. He said, wear your own. I don't want to wear Anko. Eh? Why will you not wear Anko? We are even going for a family function. You will not wear Anko. What is that? Why do you want to wear Anko? So that people will say, they are one. Abi? It's not uniform. You can wear Anko, yet you are not in one accord. If the husband is looking for this law, the wife is running after this law, heaven will put their feet in that marriage. And then they will reign from there. That's the beauty of your marriage. That's the beauty of any marriage. You know, a sister met me some time ago and said, I'm thinking of somebody is coming to me. And I said, oh, that's good. And she said, but the person is not in these waters. And I paused. And because not everybody will marry from Eternal Life Embassy. Don't be afraid. If not, you not count the brothers. There are 10 brothers in the church. Only 2 sisters. How does it want to happen? But does he have hearts that God can write on? Or is he looking for a heart? Does he know that he has stony heart? Is he seeking for his heart to be made flesh? Because you know, we dream. You know, may God forgive these people, call them these Hollywood people that made Disney the dream. That Disney nonsense. Eh? Happily ever is a lie from the pit of hell. But unfortunately, including me, don't even say you are not part of it. They have painted the gospel, and we have believed that gospel of a white, how they put it? That's how he used to do his hand. A man in shiny armor. I forgot it? We believe that in like we want every man to be like that. Big chest, small waist. Eh? That's why you like tall, dark, and handsome. At least when somebody told me, say, when I'm even walking my husband, my head should be on his chest. Not the other way around. May heaven forgive you. What you should look for. You know, I asked this sometimes. I said, what are you looking for in the man that you want to marry? He said, well, it should be okay. His house should be okay. I now ask, what is okay? Because some people, they are not seeing rug. A sister came to a brother's house one time and said, you know what sisters say behind brother's back? May heaven forgive them. He cannot even paint his house. He cannot paint his house. And he wants to marry wife. Yes, ma. Many of us want to marry painted house. We want to marry four-wheel drive. It should not be two wheels. When you go and do parental visits and you come on two wheels, what will they say to you? One of my uncles say, "Yeah, there, yeah, oh, fellow, very yeah." Want to marry a pastor? I ask him, "What's it?" He says, "He's a pastor." And I looked at him. I looked at his blind eyes. He didn't say anything. He is the one that is there now. You know, if you are not careful, brothers will soon be discouraged. They will go and look for sisters somewhere else. Oh, and we will encourage them. We will not allow our brothers. You know, I was telling some people, I said, if you want God to give you a good marriage, that's what Mommy Ellen said many years ago. I will never forget. She said, stop looking for a good husband. Stop looking for a good wife. Look for the good law. Let it make you good. Because if heaven puts their good in you, they will never allow anything that is not good to near you. Be afraid of God. And help, allow him to help that disease in you. Else you will attract the person that has your disease, soul disease too. And you are marrying, you will not be able to say it out. Reverend, we have to have sixth eye. Holy Spirit has to be telling him, that girl is suffering. And then Reverend will start praying. But she's not talking. No, we can suffer in silence. But in that day, nobody will say this is the person you should marry. Nobody. The beauty of marriage is, let us look for that law. That is the only beautiful thing. Anything that law is at working, it becomes beautiful. No, we have that song in This Life Defending, the Life of God Defending Way. Life Expression Defending Way. It's been long. We'll soon start having it here in Jesus' name. We were taught that God makes us beautiful. And that's why brothers must not look for facial beauty. Else, you will be slapping you. You'll not be able to say it. I see women in these days that, you know, women have become bold. She will deal with you. You will be the one on cooking. You will wash clothes. You will do everything. She will deal with you. If the law of the spirit of life in Christ, you, women, they know how to deal with men. You will not be able to say it because you are the one that will say, "I do." You are the one that said you want now. You are not the one that said you wanted. And you will dobale. If you are marrying a Yoruba girl, you will dobale. Anywhere you are going to, they will make sure you work for it. Abi? Marry a woman that will give you peace. Seek the peace. You know, I like that scripture of Paul that says, when the man is under Christ, the woman will be under him. If you don't glory that down under Christ, don't ask her to glory the role. When a lady who is single is under Christ, when she gets married, she automatically finds her space. Her husband will not have issue with disrespect. Because if she tries it, the Lord, a God that she serves, we deal with her. The Lord is helping us. You know, this estate of marriage, Satan has beat his chest to tell God, "You will not have a fruit from it." But he's lying. In fact, he knows that he has failed. Because in this day, God will not only have, like Pastor Alfred said, 8. He will not only have 8. He will have 16. He will have 50. Of formidable hundred of formidable marriages that are holding the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, who we war and stand with against the enemy at the very gates in the name of Jesus. Can you bow your head and begin to pray? Ask the Lord this evening, say, "Give me the right heart to seek for true beauty." Give me the right heart. Help me not that my thought of beauty is not thwarted by sin. What is beautiful to many of us is dirty to God. Give me the heart that seeks for true beauty. Even if beauty is hidden in death, I want to see it. I want to seek for your beauty. I want to seek for your own beauty. I want to seek for your own beauty. As a male, as a female, I want to seek for your own beauty. You are going to ask the Lord, my marriage will be an extension of your kingdom. My marriage will be an extension of your kingdom. Are you single? Are you married? The Lord wants to use your marriage. It's a tool in His hand. Don't say, I will not get married. The Lord will use your marriage. He will use your marriage. He will extend His kingdom through your marriage. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.